This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, comedian Maria Bamford, plus news, cooking, and the joke of the day. All coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
I can't believe it's another snowstorm. This winter's never going to end.
I know. I wish we could afford to go somewhere warm.
Or perhaps someplace hot.
Hey, where'd you come from? You just materialized as if spawned by a vortex of evil. I smell burning sulfur. Now, what's this about someplace hot?
That's right. Not just warm. Not just hot. But scorching. The kind of heat that peels the skin right off your bones. Why lay on the beach when you can recline on the shores of an unending lake of fire?
That sounds great.
Honey, don't listen to him. I think he's talking about hell.
Hades, the River Styx, Satan's Crib, whatever you call it. It's the same vacation hotspot that everyone's talking about.
Really?
And now, thanks to Frigamall Timeshares, you don't have to wait to find out if hell is part of your eternal reward. Oh. Just come for a long winter weekend. There's always something to do, whether you like swimming in a river of superheated vomit, being fed your own severed toes by a cackling demon, or bungee jumping using your own large intestines as a bungee cord. We've got it all.
Wait a minute. Did you say timeshare? Does that mean we have to sit through some stupid presentation?
Yeah, but it's only for 2 hours, and you'll have hideous squawking birds pecking at your eyeballs the whole time.
Oh.
Really, with our winter climate and many celebrity residents, the place practically sells itself. Then afterwards, you can enjoy an all-you-can-eat trough of regurgitated bile and gristle.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Honey, did you not hear him just say regurgitated bile?
All I heard was all you can eat. So you're saying it never freezes there?
Not unless the Cubs win the World Series.
Oh, sweet. What do you think, hon?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're considering this.
If you're not happy with your hellish getaway, feel free to sue us. We've got like a gajillion lawyers, and they're bored.
I'm sold. How do we sign up?
Just call the number carved into your forehead.
Do you have operators standing by?
Actually, it's a really complicated and confusing automated phone system because, you know, hell. But hey, if you act now, you'll qualify to be hurled into a molten pit of decapitated heads at no extra charge.
Hear that, hon? You know how much you love hot tubs.
Well, at least we'll be out of the f***ing snow.
Yep.
Frigamall Timeshares. They aren't all located in hell. It just seems like
we know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Happy to be here. Happy to have our very special guest, the comedian Maria Bamford, sometimes described as a purveyor of surreal comedy.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that means.
Quirky. Pinko commie. okay, long hair liberal.
Yeah.
There are some who say that.
I want to remind everybody, Valentine's Day is when? Is it 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
It's two weeks from today.
It's the 14th.
Yeah. 2 weeks from today.
Okay. And that means
today. Two weeks from today.
It's a Friday.
Tomorrow?
It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, today?
You guys want to fight?
Yeah, but not about Valentine's Day. Right. We can fight about anything.
Okay, our engineer is Ace Cosby. We have the great Maria Bamford in the studio with us. Chick McGee's across the way looking up the date of Valentine's Day.
I'm looking at Maria's new special, which is on Amazon, called Weakness is the Brand.
Yes.
If you'd like, certainly. Why wouldn't you want to watch that, of course? Yes.
My tremor is a cash cow. I may have mental illness, but I'm also a millionaire.
You're right. Valentine's Day, Friday. Check. Got that down.
That's 2 weeks from today.
That's a double whammy then.
Because it's a Friday. Is that what you're saying?
Huh? Well, because, I mean, if you want to go out to a nice place for dinner, it's going to be hard to get a reservation. Do you and your husband go out to dinner, Maria?
Oh, yes. We love to go out to dinner. Neither of us, I'm not the best... I'm very creative. I decided to make pancakes and I poured the batter into a pot 9 inches deep like a cake.
Oh.
Because what if that worked? And then add frozen vegetables. Mm-hmm. I'm making some veggie pot cakes.
All right.
And, my husband gets home and he's like, hey, why'd you remove all the fire detectors? And I said, yeah, because I already know what's going on.
I'm way ahead of you.
They're redundant,
I don't need this. Well, the house is filled with smoke. I know what's going on. So, we go out to eat. I enjoy Los Angeles is the great. Well, I grew up in the Midwest. We were, of course, you're just grateful, you know, for anything. Did you not like it? Was there not enough cheese on it? Do you want something bigger? Where at LA, you can have very specific ordering requests, and everything comes very small. You know, it's always you could just ask. There's just a lot of people who are having dietary restrictions. Yeah. The one thing I worry, if I stopped eating sugar and white flour, would I ever be able to stop talking about it?
that is a hurdle.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. That was very good. Maria Bamford is our guest now. What have you got over there, Chris?
Scientists are saying that Pablo Escobar's hippos are destroying Colombia's ecosystem with their feces. The hippos that are native to Africa were obtained by the drug lord for his family's zoo. Well, since the fall of Escobar's empire, though, the animals have not been removed and have instead invaded the area. Scientists at the University of California, San Diego, and their colleagues in Colombia have conducted the first scientific assessment of the animals' impact on the Colombian aquatic ecosystems. Researchers found that the waste the hippos deposit in lakes is changing the water's chemistry and oxygen levels.
Really?
Are we out of bullets?
It does, yeah.
Jonathan Shuren of UC San Diego said the influx of fecal matter can lead to harmful algal blooms similar to red tides.
Out of bullets, Tom, that's your... kill these things and you'll be...
Yeah, what would you do? Relocate them? Yeah,
there are around 80 hippos now, and if nothing's done, numbers could quickly reach into the thousands.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Love hippos.
Now, we learned earlier today a group of hippos is called a...
crash.
A herd?
A crash.
Bloat or a crash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but this is terrible. I mean, they're filling these lakes with their massive... They're massive
dumps,
fountains of fecal material.
Go.
But why don't they just shoot them? I don't understand why.
Why don't they just shoot them?
You know what? I think Tom needs to see. He needs to see some unlikely friendship animal videos.
Yeah.
Yes, he sure does.
Those are heartwarming.
Yeah. About those?
The goat and the horse, that kind of thing.
And the tiger and the rabbit. How they meet.
Right.
I can't wait until there's like a human unlikely exactly friendships things.
Where
like you can have like a young white supremacist cuddled by, you know, spooned by RuPaul. You know, they cry if they're not in the same room.
It's going to be wonderful.
And you didn't want to hear about the hippos. This is like all the anacondas in Florida. It's the same thing. Got to get rid of them.
No.
If they wait too long, they're going to ruin these lakes.
They can move them out. Can they move them out?
I would think they could move 80 hippos.
How?
Tranquilize them, put them on a big...
Shoot them.
Got to get a truck.
Is there a hippo shortage? No.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
All right.
Between this and the straws and all the other stuff you're upset about.
Well, I got in trouble yesterday.
You need to calm down.
About the straws? Did you throw a fit?
No. Drawing on the baby.
Oh, yeah. Because of the daycare.
Did you hear the story?
Yeah, I have that story.
I have 7 children, so I know my way around a baby or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took the wrong side. I announced I was going to take the wrong side of this story. I announced it in advance. Got a lot of hate mail.
I hate
a lot of
You're
hate
really?
Mail. Oh, yeah.
The daycare worker in Florida, in Florida reportedly wrote a message saying a toddler needed more diapers, but she wrote it on the child's belly, Maria. 23-year-old Heather Chisholm said that after picking up her 18-month-old son, Milo, and her 3.5-year-old daughter, Finley, up from daycare Monday, she changed Milo's diaper and found the note scrawled in marker on his stomach. The note read, "Mom, I'm out of diapers. Please read my report." Chisholm said the daycare had apparently placed a note about diapers in Milo's belongings the previous day, but she failed to notice it. And I'm going to throw this in as a single mother working very hard and long hours to take care of her children. She didn't see the note. The director of the Children's Education Center of the Islands on Sanibel Island has since apologized. The teacher is fired. Aww. Chisholm said she's trying to find another daycare. This is terrible. The woman should not have lost her job or whoever.
The lady shouldn't have been fired for it. And the people who work in daycare centers are saints.
Yes.
Yeah. They're not paid a lot, and it's really hard work. And I thought it was kind of a joke. It's not, as I believe Chick said, she didn't write it on the kid's head or the Sharpie on the forehead.
Yeah.
Just a silly joke. But of course, everyone makes a federal case out of it. They'll probably get sued. And I don't know. I just thought it was kind of funny and silly, but no, apparently people think it's the worst thing in the world. And although I'm sure the instructions at the daycare center are please supply the diapers. Yeah. And she could have just left the kid in without a fresh diaper all day. That would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, sorry. Took the wrong attitude. I'm still say shoot the hippos. Sorry.
Oh, no, you don't shoot the hippos.
Back to the hippos.
The hippos are ruining the ecosystem at this place.
What you do is you ride on the belly of the hippos, please stop pooping in the lake.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Yes. Fine. Well, you have to ride it backwards in case the hippo sees a mirror. That's the only way the hippo could
see. And don't hippos kill more human beings than any other animal?
They're very territorial and they will
kill mosquitoes or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. But do we need hippos in South America? No.
Do we need hippos at all?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
You cannot eliminate a species.
I get the bees. I was shouted down about the bees. I understand the bees.
We need the bees.
We need the bees.
Every animal contributes to the ecosystem in some way.
Hippos are like manatees that can get fecal revenge.
Oh, jeez.
they really have the... Have you ever seen the way they swat it around?
Their tail acts as a propeller.
Well, this is the problem. See, you guys can't face the reality.
You want to do is talk about fecal material. No. I'm tired of it.
I mean, Los Angeles, we're doing what we can. So many celebrities are just, with their diets, are creating these foot-long, scentless fecal ropes.
Right.
And it's starting, you know, it's really beautiful because, you know, we can, that's for brick making and nothing goes to waste. You think, oh, why are these people are eating all these things that are so expensive and ridiculous? You go, no, this, we're actually we're making possibly housing.
Right, it's like adobe.
Yeah, adobe.
Yeah.
Adobe.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I have another question.
Yes, sir.
Is it that when these people get super rich, they all decide they want to have their own zoo?
Mm. Well, he was a drug lord.
No, that's but it's not just Tyson. Who
Michael
else?
Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Bragging rights.
Yeah. And I've got a lion at home. What?
A giraffe.
Yeah. At what point do you think?
Chimp.
What I really need at my house is a hippo and what's with the exotic? Your own zoo.
Yeah. If any of us would want to get the exotic animal bug, it would be you. I would think.
No, it'd
be me.
Oh, that's
would be crazy.
That's you got friends that have
Christy
deer.
Christy had a, what was it, a
llama?
I had a chinchilla.
10 years from now, Christy will be on an alpaca farm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about very.
Waking up at 10:01.
Yeah. I had to go feed the alpaca. Maria, you're going to sleep in.
Maria, I'm guessing you're a cat person.
Oh, no, I have two dogs. Oh, good. No, two dogs. We've got a 10-year-old pug.
Yay.
No.
Isn't that like Blossom and Pretty Pie or whatever?
Yeah, no. Blossom has since passed.
Oh.
Way to go, Chick.
Whoa.
Well, we're over that. We're moving on. All right.
We have a dog named Max and has a big pug and then a chihuahua named Jackie Onassis.
Do you call her by her full name?
Yes, of course.
You have to.
No, not Jackie O.
No. She.
Jackie Onassis. Get down from there.
Yeah. Yeah, we love our doggies.
Jackie Onassis want a treat?
Yeah.
I would never get an exotic pet. I have dogs.
Like I think you would.
Man should have dogs.
I don't think you.
You wouldn't have an orang?
No,
you can't
have a
pet orang.
You've had lizards, right?
No, not against my will.
You had to buy the live crickets for?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah,
I had to buy those live crickets, and then I'd go to the same pet store, and every time, the same red-haired guy would go, "Do you want them dusted?" No, I've decided after 10 years of buying these GD crickets, I'm not going to get them dusted this week. The guy never would do it.
What do they dust them with?
Dust them for fingerprints. See if anybody else has touched these crickets.
So then you've got these weird minstrel show crickets. That you're
This question is tenuously connected. Chick, how much would you pay to watch Tom box a kangaroo?
Oh, my gosh.
$10,000. Ringside seat.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty good.
I had my son got those fire-bellied frogs. That's about as exotic as we got.
Huh.
No thanks.
Oh, do you have those creepy frogs that live underwater all their lives?
I had some of those.
Don't you?
No. I just had the whatever they were called, fire-bellied toads or whatever.
I'd be willing to put on a kangaroo costume.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'd be
take
nice.
Take on Tom.
Oh,
I'm pretty
I'd like
wiry.
To see that.
But you're kind of frail.
Frail?
No.
No, that's
I'm shaky, but I lift.
She lifts, okay? Kettlebells.
Take it back.
All right?
You win. I concede. Now, exotic pets, that'll be our next guest, Jackie Cation.
Yes.
She used to have a...
A giant lizard.
Yes.
Yeah, Tiberius.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So I believe, sadly, is gone. But the point is, I'm not exotic pet
package
guy.
Bags and leave? What happened?
Now, Ace, I would figure you to be an exotic pet guy.
No, just a cat.
He's a cat.
Just a cat. Okay. What's your cat's name?
Mandu.
Mandu.
Get it?
Cat Mandu.
That's the kind of comedy he does.
And she's gone 10 days without missing a litter box.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
now that we've introduced Maria to Ace, I think it's that time. Maria, oh, sure, you're one of the greatest comedians in the world, but I don't know if you really know how to tell a joke. Ace, go ahead.
Not a joke. A little look at my life.
Okay.
As you know, I had some vision issues a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Yes. Vision issues.
And I learned to read Braille. I still do.
Oh.
I'm reading a horror novel right now in Braille.
Oh, yeah. My.
Nice. Something bad's going to happen. I feel it.
Yeah. Hey, guys, a joke, Maria.
I do love jokes. I do love.
Yes.
I do.
Oh, that was just
nothing like a
nicely
good
done, Ace.
Yeah. Yeah. That was nothing like
she
knows humor.
I didn't see it coming either. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, did he have a sight problem?
He did have a sight issue. Oh, yes.
Well, see, even better. So, truly autobiographical.
The truth.
Wow.
Yeah. Right what you know. Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I say shoot the hippos and get it over.
Hey, let's talk about owls, shall we?
Who?
Animal rescuers in Britain recently found an owl stranded in a ditch. They initially feared that the owl had been injured. But when rescuers took the female bird for an examination, they discovered she wasn't injured at all. She was just too fat to fly.
Too fat to fly.
Yep. The Suffolk
Fly
Sanctuary reported that the owl, who they named Plump, weighed 8.6 ounces, about one-third heavier than the average weight for a healthy female of
her
species.
Here's a picture of this owl.
That doesn't seem that big at all.
I know, but...
It's half a pound?
No, a third over the normal weight.
Right.
So it looks like a big fat football with feathers.
The bird was placed on a strict diet until it lost a bit more than an ounce. It was then released back into the wild. Head falconer Rufus Samkin...
By the way, our editor's note, Maria, I don't know if you noticed this, but... Because I know you're an expert at voices. Did you know how Christy kind of, just to make sure that she got the word falconer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
that because true. That's a dangerous word. That the last is. Time you were here, oh, I believe it came out of your
yes.
mouth.
Yes, it certainly did.
Yes, but I don't kiss her.
Yeah.
Rufus Samkin said it's been a mild winter. There's a lot of food around, voles, mice, etc. We think she's just done incredibly well for herself and overindulged.
Okay.
So they, but they've released her back in the wild.
Yes, she's
but
she's
the, doing so well. The picture of the fat owl, if
yes.
you will.
Yeah.
Sounds like the name of a yes. It sounds like a
restaurant,
like a yeah, like a
brewery,
brew place. Yeah. Yeah. The fat owl, but mm-hmm. So anyway, now she's okay.
Yes.
She's okay. And
Plump.
Yes, that's her name, Plump.
Yes.
Plump. And have you ever seen an owl in person?
Yes. I've held
They're
one.
Gigantic.
I got one on my
They're...
I have a picture of me holding one
yeah,
on
there's
my arm.
One. There's one right over here near my house.
They'll take the top of your head off.
Yeah,
yeah, they'll scalp you.
Oh, I
yep.
love them.
And there's
Thank
a great video of slow motion video of an owl coming right at a camera. Have you ever seen that?
I love that footage.
It's,
yeah.
We'll have to find it's terrifying.
The wingspan on an owl is not what
They're
you
scary.
Would expect.
Scary. So if you're wondering how this owl got so fat and you're missing a cat.
Yeah, that could be.
That's amazing.
That was an owl.
Maria Bamford, of course.
Machine.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Maria is the go-to owl sound effect woman.
Yes,
if you're
yeah.
in Hollywood,
first call.
All the Harry Potter films, you can hear her delivering invites to Hogwarts.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.